thank you so much for joining us and agreeing to talk with us. And I thought we'd start with just a personal entree into the topic of race and why we're all interested in it and what stimulated your interest.
My entry point, you know, quite frankly, in terms of thinking about race is obviously who I am as a person. I live race. And I think that I want to teach and research how history helps us understand race as a very lived reality. And it's part of a lived reality that I don't feel I can turn away from or sort of shut off. It's a framework that orients my living in the world. And I think also a way to impart to others a kind of particular prism for understanding the world. I think in terms of thinking about histories of race and how we think historically about race, I think particularly when it comes to just Black history more broadly, I just have always loved hearing stories and hearing how we can understand people's connections to race and racial justice through history and through the stories that they tell. And even from, you know, very young person, before I even had any aspirations about being a historian or being in academia, I think I was always drawn to the stories that my parents and grandparents would tell about their experiences growing up. And I think looking back, you know, it was always sort of in this conversation about what their experience in the past, how that related to the sort of world that I was operating in, because they always kind of took those stories as a way for them to provide a bit of commentary about the different contexts in which I lived in. So now, I will say one of the other things I think is important about my journey towards becoming a person who studies Black history is being educated at a historically Black college where it was not an option not to engage with Black history. It was not an option to take a European history class where you did not hear about the African diaspora, or you did not sort of broach the relationship between the historical past and what it meant for our contemporary moment. So I think that kind of framing about, you know, what Black history was and really what it can do in the world and what it, how it matters now, also had a huge impact on me in terms of kind of shaping my trajectory into becoming a historian.
For me, in the school sort of environment that I came up in, it was an option. There wasn't really much discussion about Black history. And I didn't enjoy school history. I was interested in history. I didn't take GCSE history. And it was only as I started to engage with teachers who were talking about these issues, I started to see how history made sense. I mean, that was the part where I could see myself in it that was absent. And then teaching in London schools, I realized, okay, well, it isn't an option to not teach this. The children are most engaged when you're giving them the sort of stories that help them understand who they are and their position in the world. And in many parts of the country, that these questions, these stories are fundamentally about race and how society has been constructed around that.
Abdul, I was just thinking of that moment when we were discussing slavery, in fact, the history of slavery, and I was telling you about St. Maurice.
I didn't have no idea, and it's who I think it was. I was very interested in medieval history, and Robin mentioned, you know, this figure who, you know, in this Basil Davidson documentary, and this Black Knight who's carved in stone in Magdeburg Cathedral. And I was just awestruck. I thought, this is the period of history that I've been really, really interested in. I didn't feel like I could feel a deep connection to it. Just the story of this figure did create that feeling of a connection to the past or the past that I was interested in.
Yeah. I remember that moment so vividly. If there was ever a kind of visual moment of the importance of identity and this history, for me, it was that. If I think about my own personal experiences, the idea of diversity was always there from like primary school. So I've got a picture, I've got a photograph of my two best friends at primary school, and one was African and the other was Yugoslavian. And so London was always a diverse, and we're talking about several decades ago now that that picture was taken. And so being in London and growing up in London, I always had diversity, but I wouldn't say that any of that, I didn't consciously connect that to a concept called race. It was only when I got into teaching and I came to teach in Northwest London in the 80s that I was confronted with this concept called race. I call it the kind of first wave anti-racism. And so some London boroughs, I know Tower Hamlets, for instance, was a very discursive approach where they collaborated with teachers and they got people talking. The borough that I happen to be in was a compliance borough. This borough laid down its curricula, said what you should do, and then got the teachers together to tell them what they had to do. And so it was a very painful kind of time to realize that you were now, as a white person, as a white male, you were now being told that you are the problem of racism and sexism and so forth. And so I was ready and happy to accept the issues and the debates, but it was done in a very strong, almost hostile way. And it was quite painful, but it does make me wonder sometimes whether I don't think it can ever be painless. If you're coming from privilege, as white males are coming from a position of privilege, then it's never going to be painless losing that privilege. But that was the kind of school experience. But I think my other experience of race was from belonging to a church in Northwest London that was probably more than 50% African Caribbean families. You know, I was worshipping with black people. I was eating in their house on a Sunday lunch and so forth. And those were my friends. And it's really, Gloria Ladson-Billings says this in her study of those successful elementary schools in California, that probably the teachers that connected most with the black students were the ones who lived in the community, who actually had that knowledge of community.